Connect FM.
What do you think the word of the year is? I'll tell you who knows. Joe Caruso, longtime radio guy and owner of Caruso Media, and he joins us here. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, ladies. Hey, can I just say happy anniversary to both of you and everybody at My Connect FM?
That's really great. Thank you for acknowledging.
A year and a day old, right here.
Yes.
Right.
And sometimes guys forget anniversaries.
You didn't think you could make it? You did.
Thank you.
We did it. We did it.
And another thing, let me clear something up. When you had me on before the baseball season started, remember I auditioned to be the Cubs public address announcer? I turned it down.
You were a fine. I mean, yeah, right. You had the job.
Yeah.
Well, pretty close. Yeah. Anyway, you guys mentioned that you were so excited at that time because you were going to start airing the Cardinals games.
Yes. Nice. Yes.
And I rolled my eyes and said, yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything this year. Well, lo and behold.
World Series champs.
I know.
I was so wrong. Congratulations to the Cardinals and again to you guys. World champions.
Yes.
That's right. Thank
you. Which is why I'm thinking that the word of the year, and we'd love for you to call in and give your guesses. What do you think the word of the year is? I will tell
you right now, it is not La Russa.
Is it Cardinals?
No. I'm sorry.
It really should be.
I know. That stinks. All right. Okay, so 359 call. We can scrounge up something. If somebody can figure out what the word of the year is, we'll give them something, right, Diane?
Sure.
Okay. We'll
Throw
figure
out
movie
of the
tickets.
Prize closet there. Come on.
Yeah. We'll dig up something.
Carmike Beverly Cinemas have movie tickets.
All right. 359 call to connect 217-359-2255. So the word of the year. Man, there's been a lot of words, and I'm thinking about all of the events that have occurred.
Right.
Can you give us a hint of some sort?
It is a term that has been used frequently in really the last 7 years, but for some reason it was chosen this year as the word of the year.
Okay.
Think big picture.
Big picture. Think big picture.
Mm-hmm. I know Charlie Sheen had his problems earlier in the year and the word winning was a very big word, but
that's not it. Oh.
No, that is not it.
Bummer. It should be. That would be a good one.
It doesn't have staying power. This word, or you know what? It's actually, I'll tell you, I hate it when they do this. It's actually two words.
How can they call it the word of the year if it's two words?
It's kind of hyphenated, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So if it's been holding on, you know, and it's been used for the last 7 years, as I said, it has a lot of staying power. So think about that when you're thinking about what it might be.
Looks like we have Ed here who has a guess. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Let's go to the phones.
Yes.
Yes, I'm doing fine. I was just listening in, and he said it was hyphenated, so that kind of threw me off. I was going to say that the word is winning.
Winning. Yeah.
Ed was thinking.
Okay.
Sorry, Ed.
Hey, feel free to call back. Keep thinking. We still got some movie tickets for you.
You know what I thought it was before I found out what the word was? I thought that I knew it was occupy.
That's what I was thinking, too. I mean, wouldn't that make sense? We've had the occupy
total sense.
Every city.
Right, but no, it's not occupy. North Pole. Yeah, no, it's not occupy.
You know what I was thinking it could be? Because I was wondering if Wiener was the word of the year. Because you remember the Anthony Wiener scandal.
Anthony Wiener, very good memory. It is not. No. It is also not sexting. No.
No, sexting.
The Anthony Wiener sexting scandal.
Oh, hey. I thought it was going to be seriously. Seems like we hear seriously all the time.
Nope, that's
seriously?
Not
seriously? Right, really?
No. That's not going to do it.
How about, this is a very popular word now, facepalm.
What does that mean?
Facepalm is when you hold the palm of your hand to your face in dismay or embarrassment. No, it's not especially, facepalm. It's not fail. The word fail is very big right now.
That's what I was
going
to say, because I was thinking about Congress with the facepalm, but that's okay. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. It's hyphenated. I just thought
hyphenated.
Oh, how about just saying?
Oh, my. Don't get me started on just saying.
Why
do we have to say that?
I don't know.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
Terrible. Of course you're just saying.
Okay.
Oh, it drives me crazy. That's like when people go, really? Or no, it's not. It's a right? Question mark.
I know, right?
Right? Not even I know right. Now it's just right?
I made it. No.
Oh. Thank God that's not the word of the year.
How could this be?
Oh, is it thank God?
No.
Oh, no.
Right, are you ready?
No.
Downsizing.
Not yet? Okay.
What is it?
Is it downsizing?
Downsizing. That's a great word, but no.
No?
I don't think that's hyphenated.
Oh,
that's
well,
one.
You know, come on.
I'm trying.
We're just trying to get this out. Okay, hang on. Well, Joe knows the word of the year. Only Joe knows. And so 359 call to connect 217-359-2255 with your guess. What you think the word of the year is. I've got a couple more guesses.
And we've got some movie tickets on this from Carmike Beverly Cinemas on North Prospect.
So call in.
I can't believe someone hasn't Googled this already and called in. Come on, people.
I know. Anymore, you can't really keep anything a secret. But
right.
Give us a shot. Give it a shot at 359 call. We'll be right back here on Connect FM. Catch up when you wake up. Listen for the Wall Street Journal this morning, weekdays 5 to 7, Saturdays at 6. We're 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. So we've got a state representative, actually a couple of them, who want us to secede from Chicago.
Right. I think it's a great idea.
And State Representative Bill Mitchell will join us at 2:05 to connect about that. Joe, you've got some Illinois ties. What do you think about Illinois seceding from Chicago?
That's ridiculous. Isn't there much more you people can waste your time on?
All righty. Well, we're connecting about the word of the year. Joe knows what the word of the year is, and we're trying to get your guesses.
We're building
here.
This up. I think people are going to be let down when they hear what the word is.
Well, you know, it's...
It is not Cornholio, by the way, for you Beavis and Butthead fans. You know, they're back now on TV.
Cornholio, huh?
Yes.
Beavis. All right. Hey, Tasha, how are you doing?
I'm great.
And do you think you know the word of the year?
I have an idea.
Okay, what is it?
Okay.
Is it surreal?
Is it what?
Surreal. No.
Surreal.
Not surreal.
Oh, that's
for real? I don't know. No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Okay, thanks.
For the reals?
For real. It's not surreal. Ah. Well, thanks, Tasha. Appreciate you trying.
Just to get your movie ticket.
How about words that sound funny but aren't, like Chanute?
Chanute?
That's always
Chanute
the word of the
Air
year.
Force Base.
Come on.
Chanute. Nope, that's not it. All right, look, I have some other. What about collective bargaining? Because that was a big deal in Wisconsin.
That's a great guess.
Is it?
No, it's not. Again, it's
not fair.
This is, you know, this term has been around for the past 7 years.
How about
frequently.
Lawmakers on the run? Because we had a lot of lawmakers hiding out this year in Illinois because they didn't want to have to vote on their own bills.
Hmm.
Oh boy! No. Hey, by the way, didn't you just have a coach get fired there?
Yeah.
Yes, our football coach got fired.
The football
is it your
coach?
Fired?
Oh boy. Okay. All right.
It's
sorry
not.
To hear about
it's
that.
Not your fired. It's not.
That's no.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're fired.
We've got some
more. Bunga. Remember that?
Bunga
party.
That's right. Old Berlusconi.
The Italian prime minister. Yeah.
What?
No, it's not Bunga Bunga.
Oh, that.
Although I do love that one. That's
so
great.
That would be great if that was the word. How about, well, I guess it's hyphenated, but how about 999?
Oh, no. And that brings up another good one. The 99%.
Oh, that's not it?
It's not the 99%.
That should be the word of the year. That would make sense.
Does make sense.
All right, hang on. We've got all kinds of people here who think they know what the word of the year is. All right.
We're getting down to it here.
We are. Okay, so let's...
People from Chanute now calling. They're very angry.
They are. Get that Joe man off the air. All right. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hi, just fine.
What do you think
going back 7 years, I don't know if this is hyphenated. I've never seen it spelled out, but what about gravitas?
Gravitas. Not a hyphenated word, but no, that is not it.
Oh, man.
Sorry,
Tony, shut up and listen. All right.
Tony, hang on, Tony. Jeez. Hey, now, be nice to our listeners, Joe. Jeez.
That's an old throwback to something I used to do on the radio. You know that.
Okay. All right.
From an old bit I had.
Okay, Carl, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you think the word of the year is?
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean like, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Got it. All right, Carl.
Still
thanks
got
for
tickets,
trying.
Though, Carl.
Hang on. Yeah, we're giving away some movie tickets because we appreciate you folks calling in and having some fun with us. Hey, Sarah.
By the way, I didn't choose this word. This is Oxford has chosen this word.
Oxford.
So, you know,
okay.
Yeah.
So
the Oxford people.
Joe quickly removing himself from...
I'm removing myself, yeah.
So that
who
we won't hold you responsible.
Not me.
Sarah, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you think the word of the year is?
Global warming.
Global warming.
That's good. It's been around for a long time, but no, we call it climate change now. Global warming is the
true,
old
that's
term.
That's true. That's yes.
I was hoping
yes.
It wasn't, but that's been around for that long.
All okay. Right. All right. Hey, thanks for trying.
By the way, where the hell is Al Gore? Does anybody know where he is?
I don't
is he
know.
Underground now?
I don't know. It's not Al
he
Gore, is it? Al Gore isn't the word of the year, is it?
No.
Okay, that's that's good.
I'm ready to tell you what it is.
Oh,
I mean,
but no, you can't.
Up.
You can't. You can't because more people are guessing.
All right. Tasha, they want to win something? Okay.
Tasha's coming back for round two. All right,
good.
Tasha, what do you think?
Is it Tergiver State?
What was that again?
It's Tergiversate.
Tergiver
State. No, but give her a prize just for calling in with that word. I mean, I don't know what that is.
That's what Google says.
That's what Google says?
Yes.
Tergiver.
No, it is not turducken either. I'm sorry. We're going through some interesting words.
It's Tchaikovsky. I don't know. All right, Tasha. I don't think I've ever heard that word before in my entire life.
I don't know either. I'm Googling myself to see.
I think she had a typo on her computer.
That was Goggle. She was not Google. All right. So I guess we can't. What is the word of the year, Joe?
The word and or term, because it is this hyphenated thing. Middle class squeeze. There you go.
What?
Middle class squeeze.
I've never
that
even
heard.
What? Are you
See,
pulling my leg?
You
said
I didn't
that...
want to build this up, and then it seems silly to call it the word of the year when it's kind of a term.
You email me, you tell me you've got this word of the year, and I'm so excited thinking it's going to be something really cool. Why wasn't it Arab Spring?
Yeah, I'm going with Occupy. You know, screw Oxford.
So, wait, what does that even mean?
Squeezed
I've never even heard anybody use
it's
that
like,
term.
Yeah, the squeezed middle, exactly. You got it right.
Well, I mean, it definitely resembles a lot of us.
Yeah. People who make lists, they're just people who make lists. Why should we believe them? If you think it should be something else, and I do, Occupy, hello, go with it.
So squeezed middle, just meaning that, you know, the middle class is being squeezed. But that just doesn't sound like a term that Americans use.
It does have sort of a UK bent to it, but we certainly understand it here.
We definitely know what that's like. The rich keep getting richer and the middle keeps getting squeezed.
Right.
You know, Tasha's on to something because there are other places besides Oxford that has this word as 2011's word of the year.
Oh, okay, hang on. She's
and,
still
and
she's
it's Tergiver State.
It's are you still with us, Tasha?
I am.
Okay, she's here to defend herself.
And it says to change repeatedly one's attitude or opinion with respect to a cause.
That's right.
And it says talking about Occupy Wall Street in the definition.
So
Tergiver State.
Tergiver State. Wow, Tergiver that's a new
state.
Word to me.
Yeah. Who says that's the word of the year?
Okay, let me look this up. I think
it needs to be on the tip of everybody's tongue to make it the word of the year.
I can't even repeat it. Tergiver State?
Jiver State, like jive, the word jive in the middle.
Oh, jive.
It has an emphasis on that in this how to say it. This is dictionary.com, Huffington Post, hotword.dictionary.com. These are some of the places when you Google that are up in the top five.
Okay.
As being the word of the year 2011.
Okay. All right. How do you say it again?
Tergiver State.
Tergiver State. All right, Tasha, there you go. We'll give it to you.
All right.
You're the big, big winner. Woohoo. So we'll just give you an extra helping of movie tickets, right?
There we go. We'll give you four instead of two.
And a whole lot of love.
There you go.
All right.
Hang on, Tasha. All right. Well, Joe, I tell you, it was fun hanging out with you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Now, I know
Happy holidays. Are you going to start playing the Christmas music next week? All Christmas music?
Because we're a talk station, we probably won't be doing that. But
Diane can sing a few. Right?
Yeah. Well, no, you should be the one who sings because you're the lounge singer.
That is true. You got it.
I saw that you have a gig in San Antonio where you're going to be singing in a restaurant.
We got this huge tower here, right? The Tower of the Americas, and I'm going to be up at the top. It's the revolving restaurant type of thing, and they launch fireworks off the top of the tower every New Year's Eve. It's an impressive show that they do. I'm singing up there.
Awesome.
I know.
That's so good. Well, Joe, again, you can find Joe online. He's the owner of Caruso Media, caruso-media.com. Yeah, Google him. Google him and send him your words.
Can I ask you guys a question? Yeah. When I lived in Champaign, I once locked my bike up to a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I went inside, and then I came out, and it was gone. And it's a big mystery. Do you think it was stolen, or do you think the cops cut the lock and took the bike?
Stop sign is not a good choice.
Yeah, I would think.
Boy, that's a tough one.
For 25 years, this has been bothering me. Can you bring some closure to this?
How about until next time? We'll keep monitoring that.
We'll think about that.
Tune in then.
Okay.
Joe Caruso, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. I don't know if we feel more informed now or not, but hey, it was fun.
Okay.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.